We're going to talk today about the rock, Jesus being our rock. And sometimes we get off that rock. Well, we do what we want. I've done it. So we're going to look at some passages of what Jesus said. And let me find my notes here. I don't have to go to the gym, I just go to church. Anyway, so we want to look at some things here, what Jesus says. That's the most important thing, what Jesus says and what he wants us to do. So many times he says, my commandments are not too difficult. You know, I mean, we go to work, people tell us what to do, right? Well, Rick, that's my work. We work full-time for Jesus. So I think once we start learning that, it's really, really spiritually helpful with every kind of way. You can blossom in the Holy Spirit. You blossom in Jesus because we're following, we're trying to practice the better way many times. We're trying to practice what the Word says. And sometimes we can't do that. We need people around us to help us and pray for us. And we all got to be vulnerable sometimes, right? Vulnerability is tough sometimes. But you do find people that love you and care for you. Tremendous burdens in this church is going on that people need spiritual, not spiritual, but the Spirit of God come upon them and help them. We do that through prayer. Okay. Jesus says in Matthew 7:24, therefore, hear these sayings of mine and do them. I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house on the rock. You hear these sayings and you do it, right? Sayings of mine, do them. Verse 25 says, and the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. Of course, what happens, the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. We'll look at another passage that Jesus talks about in Luke here, very similar here too. And Jesus in Luke 6:46 says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? We love him as our Savior, don't you? Huh? Yeah, and I'm in like Flint. I'm doing well with my soul. Jesus loves me. I'm going to heaven. My life insurance, my fire insurance, everything's bought up. But guess what? You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your soul and your spirit. Same with me. It's ownership, okay? He has ownership over us. He's a great God. He loves you. He don't abuse you. I notice that in my own life. Never abuses me. There's times I feel like, man, I'm going through stuff. What's going on, Lord? Trust me, Rick. Trust me. Okay. I have problems with trust, and I'm still learning that whole process. But the Lord wants to be Lord of our life because he knows what's best for us. It's hard. As we sing the songs, God's been saying that over and over and over to me. Surrender, Rick, surrender. But Lord, I can't do this. I can't walk. I can't write. I can't tie my shoes. Surrender, surrender, Rick, surrender. So that's been the theme that God's speaking to me too. So it's great to learn, isn't it? I mean, listen, I used to hate learning. I was the dumbest one in my family. Everybody else is super smart, But I couldn't learn anything. But the Lord, he loves me. He wants to teach me the things of his word, his spirit. And there's life in that for us, guys. Continue on with him and build our lives. Not on the world, not on the flesh, not on our own self-life, but build on Christ. You know, he gives us everything freely to enjoy, but we don't want that being the Lord of our life. We want Jesus to be the Lord of our life. We always got to be careful what we handle and taste and things in the world. But sometimes we could just get more enamored with my boat than Jesus. I can't let that happen. So I got people around me who will tell me what's going on too. So that's good. Hey, man, I'm off put me on my square where I need to be. It's okay. Anyway, he goes on to say, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep, I love this, and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the floods arose, the streams beat vehemently against that house, could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock, founded on Jesus, right? But he who hears and did nothing, like a man who built his house on the earth, the foundations and the streams beat against it violently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. I think these are very important scriptures for you and I to remember. Because there's safety in this. There's help in this. We have to do sometimes, you and I, we got to flip the switch from the natural mind, the logical mind, anyway, with guides. Do we go into the spiritual mind? We're spiritual beings. We tap into that. Sometimes it's awkward, it's weird, and all that. We can feel that way as guys, but it's normal and natural to talk about Jesus. And as men, they did that over and over and over again in the book of Acts. Pretty awesome people. Well, let's go back to the beginning here. Exodus 33. What's really great, I love Jesus. I love Jesus, man. He's awesome, isn't he? He's so awesome. He wants that intimate, personal relationship with you. And if you feel like I'm not worthy either. But I'm forgiven by the blood of Jesus. I confess my sins every day, things I'm aware of and not aware of. Wash me in your blood so that I can have a clean hand, a pure heart of what he does, so I can present myself to him and be a living sacrifice acceptable to the Lord. Lord, what do you want to do today for me? What do you want me to do? What's your will? So we see that Moses had that intimate relationship. You know, God standing there, it was pretty cool. I mean, God standing there, right? And the Lord said to Moses, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. Said, come on here, Moses. Come on, man. Come on, bro. Come on, man. You're my man. You're going to lead my people, Israel. You want to take care of business and all? And Moses must have been like, wow, this is overwhelming. God himself came to me and stood me on that rock. And God's pointing a picture of what's natural around us. He uses natural things, mountains and rocks and stuff in the Bible to teach us lessons. You know, every day I get a teaching moment. But it's good to learn. But Moses had a tremendous job to do. I mean, that crew was brutal to him. Really, really hard. But Moses knew he had that intimate relationship with God that he can go to him about anything. And we see those different petitions as you go on through Exodus. You know, in the book of Numbers and things like that, what God is saying. It's just beautiful stuff. But also, there's a warning here, too. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 18 says, you neglected the rock which you have been gotten and forgot who gave you birth. God birthed the nation of Israel, all right? A lot of times, we do the same thing. God took care of this big thing in my life, healed me from cancer, or brought my son and daughter back to you, or just provided a car, whatever. Supernatural things that God does, and sometimes we forget. You know? I mean, this is a little silly stuff, but I had to power out a couple of days. You know, the last couple of days I've been praising God for it. You know what I mean? You can do the dishes, you can get a shower. Practical little things to give thanks to the Lord about. Even in Isaiah 17:10, it says the same thing. You have forgotten the God of your salvation and not have remembered the rock of your refuge to run into. See, when I read the word, it reminds me what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do. When I'm around Christians, it reminds me I got to practice this. They teach me, you guys teach me what God's doing in your life and different things. I learn by being around people. It's just an awesome thing. God can do it. I don't care if it's like my four-year-old grandson. I learn about Jesus with that. You know, you humble yourself. You're like, man, this is awesome and great. Because, you know, the Lord wants us to have that intimate fellowship, just like Moses. Well, we have to put the time in, especially us men. We have to put the time in. Yeah, I know you're busy and everything like that, but I don't care if it's 15 minutes. But you work it out with the Lord, because we're called to be the spiritual head, of our house, to love and serve our wife and children, and also to guide them in the scriptures. That's our job. It is, it's scary. Ain't no doubt it's scary. Well, I first thought, I said, God, my kids know everything I do wrong. I'm impatient. I get angry. God said, don't worry about it. You just practice this, and I'll help you to change. I said, Lord, that's a good one, man. Okay. Help me out. So as men, it's challenging to step up, especially into what God has asked us to do. And we, as men, have to be on the rock to get our direction, our intimacy, and what he wants to say to us, right? So let us not forget what he has done in our lives. And we look at also in David's life, in 2 Samuel 22, he made a song about this, and we, Melissa and I, learned some of these songs, and he spoke the words of his song. I love electronics. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. And as I spoke about earlier in the first service, we don't live in Israel. All these wildernesses and rocks and crevices and all this different stuff they had going on there. But God used that, and David used that to picture and worship God because he was the defense. He used things around him to protect and watch over him. But ultimately, it was God who did it. Just beautiful stuff, yeah? And David just proclaims, like, who is the God besides the Lord, and who is our rock besides the Lord? Now, if you go back, and I myself will go back and get examined by the Holy Spirit with this message, and this is a good thing. We have to all say, God, am I allowing you to be the rock of my life, or am I dependent for other things? And that goes back to the Lordship, okay? Walking with Jesus is wild and crazy sometimes, man. I have a great time, because it's not normal. It's like all over the place. But you know what? It's life and truth. He's getting us prepared for heaven. But we have to know him intimately. Because when we go see him, we'll be like him, all right? Because he's done that transforming work in our lives and hearts to make us like Christ. As we sung earlier, surrender, surrender, surrender. Keep saying to me, too, so... Sometimes I do well with this, sometimes I don't do well, but I'm learning. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but in Psalm 18, he talks about the Lord is my rock and my refuge, fortress and deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. Things hit the fan, you know, you go to your girlfriend, you go to your buddy, you go to your phone. Jesus wants us to go to him because he loves us and cares about us. We are called his sons and daughters. We are predestined as sons and daughters. We got to remember that. It's serious, okay? And yet, it's fun with the Lord. It's like, he's my daddy in heaven. He's got me covered for my own insecurities. And I got, God's got me covered, man. He's good. He loves me. He cares for me. He wants to change me. So, anyway, in the end of the psalm, it says, Psalm 18:31, that... For who is God but the Lord, and who is a rock except our God? So he saw all that other stuff. All the, you know, they had all that fleshly stuff and crazy stuff to David's time too with all that. But he saw that the Lord was his rock. And David was learning how to be a king. Just like us, we're learning how to be sons and daughters of the Most High. We apply these things. We pray these scriptures back to the Lord. We talk to him. This is really important, guys. We honor God. God says, I honor my word of God, even above my name. Woo! That's really awesome, man. That's powerful. So see, when you and I take time with the word, we honor God, we love God. And I was just thinking about this in between services. I'm like, when we read the word of God, this is what happens to me. It's sort of like super glue. It comes and take it in your spirit and your heart. Or like Velcro, it just sticks. That's by reading it, God can apply it to your life and my life in whatever way he wants. The ultimate result is that he loves you, he cares for you, he wants to work. You know, he's begun a good work, we'll complete it until the day of Christ. And you know, we just can't take it in, you know, intellectually and all that stuff, or philosophically, or any kind of way. We've got to take it as the word of God. You know, It's remarkable. Charles Stanley used to say, three-year-old kids can understand the Word of God. We just keep it simple. I did prison ministry. I'm a simple-minded guy anyway. I'm no genius. So I had to keep it simple for the inmates to understand who Jesus is. You don't wash down the Word or water it down. You give it truth, but you have to give it in a way where they wouldn't understand it, which is really good, you know. So there's a great love of God that He wants to shed about in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, too. He wants to take us to other levels in your own life, in my life, but also as a church and a body. We have to keep moving forward. Got to think like a military application sometimes, too. Linked together, we're going out, we're fighting battles, not by ourselves, but we're armoring up with God's Word and the Spirit and truth and going out together. So, you know, just get in your heart, man, like me, and keep going, Lord. Just keep putting that love in my heart for you. I had zeal for Jesus, a zeal for God. I'm going to build my life on what the rock says and what the Word says. The world will tell us completely opposite of what's going on with that. But anyway, I'll just go over this quickly. But I know in Psalm 18, there was 20 times, I should say, in the Psalms, it talks about the rock 20 times. That's pretty wild, isn't it? So I'm thinking it must be really important to the Lord, but also to David. He applied the Word. He knew the Word. He knew how to go to God. Just like us. We go to our Heavenly Father for faith, for truth, for life, for health, for provision, for forgiveness of sins, everything. Jesus is everything. And when I'm linked to that, it really helps my life. So I'm not fighting against him. Nah, I don't want that. This is what I want. God said, okay, go do it. And I'll come back. Man, I messed that up. Come back to me. Get back on the rock. So the Lord is just really awesome in that things. Building us up, making us like his Son. And he's our great deliverer, our great God, our great Savior. So anyway, I forget what I'm doing here. I got like lost out there. But the beautiful thing about all this is that we go on with Jesus. We love Jesus and serve Jesus, and we're walking with Jesus. So what I want to say too. There's times, let me give you an example, okay, myself. All right. Let me read the scripture first. Maybe this will make more sense. In Psalm 40, it talks about this. This is great. You know what I love about this? God's really honest about his people. People doing great, and they ain't doing so great at times. But he puts in the Bible for us to learn. All these things were written for our instructions, Romans 15 says, that we may learn the scriptures. So it just says this about David. You know, David talks about the rock. He's doing great and all that stuff. David has hiccups, just like you and I, okay? He talks about, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, what, sink you. You ever been in horrible pits? I've been. But I know God's still there. You can sink and sink and sink. Yet we just call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Salvation is so many different areas of our life, guys, not just going to heaven. It's beautiful, isn't it? It says, and he set me upon a rock and established my steps. So David, as well as me over here, oh man, I'm struggling. God, I'm going through 4 big operations in 10 months. And like, what's going on, man? I feel like I donated my body to science and I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, what the heck is going on, Lord? And, you know, that kind of stuff distracts you. You get all this anesthesia. When you're an old head, that's not good for you, you know, your head, your brain. So, but I'm over here sometimes logically thinking, doing stuff. Like, sin before God because I know the right thing to do and I don't always do it. And a lot of times I do it, get back to the Lord, but there's like, okay. And the Lord will say to me, well, Rick, you're going to come back, man. I got some good stuff. You spent some time in the Word with me. And I just ask the Lord, help me. I'm weak. I'm very, very weak, physically, mentally, spiritually, mostly. Help me, Lord. And I spoke earlier, too, about these awesome guys I watch sometimes on the YouTube. And they're all, this all true statements that there are special forces guys, the Army guys. They sent them into Laos, which is totally insane. Laos had like 30 or 40,000 guys during the Vietnam War. Ho Chi Minh Trail came down there. And there's times where there's six of them. They can't get out. They're surrounded by 200 NVA guys. Like, can't get out. Can't land a helicopter on them. So at the time, what they would do, they would drop ropes, 100-foot ropes with sandbags on the end. They tie themselves in and get lifted out. And the Special Forces guys used to affectionately call it a string. I jumped on the string and got me out. So I know my own life, you know, recently it's just, I can't get on the rock. I'm trying. I can't get up there. I'm trying. I have no energy. I'm not in disobedience. I'm like, God, please help me. I don't have anything. So what the Lord does, he comes down, drops a string for me here and puts me up and over here, up on the rock. Okay? Now, he says these storms will come. These storms of life will come. He puts me on a rock. My feet are more stable. Okay? I'm not going all over the place. No, I'm not going to the world or my phone or other things for information and for help. See, when we go to God, we honor Jesus. We honor him. He's our great God, our great King. And we don't want anything to distract us from that. It's easy. How many times you prayed and I prayed, and all of a sudden, some dude calls you, wants to sell you something, you're not even interested. Boom, just took you away from the Spirit. So that's why, you know, I try to shut my phone off and just try to shut those other distractions away. Because, you know, if we build on the rock, we'll have stability. God will help us in everything. All these different things will come our way, but we got help. Now, our job also, it tells us in the Word of God, you know, sometimes we think, me too, there are options. They're not options. God's not a taskmaster, but he wants us to take care of his flock, not just pastors, but people. You see needs, pray for them. If you can't talk to them, whatever, but just pray for them, send them a card. Let them know, hey, man, I'm thinking about you. You know, you just lost your mom. I'm really, really sorry. Put yourself in their shoes to help keep them on the rock. See, one of the biggest problems, I think, many people are backslidden because they got off the rock. And I say this all affectionately and care because, hey, man, they need Jesus. I can't tell you how many, probably hundreds of people I know are backslidden from the Lord. I got saved in 1972, and it's like, it's sad. It actually scares me. It scares me to stay close to Jesus. I don't want my own selfishness, my own sinfulness, or my own deceitful heart pull me away from God. Because, you know, we're fighting the world, the flesh, and the devil. Maybe we should do a teaching sometime what that is. Because there's spiritual forces out there trying to pull you and I away from the Lord, discourage us, get us to do our own thing. But we want to stand on the rock, right? So let me read Hebrews, one thing from Hebrews 12, and we'll end this in a few minutes. God's awesome. Isn't God great, huh? I'm telling you the truth. I'm not telling you something else. This ain't Disneyland. I'm telling you the truth, what the Word tells us. You know what I mean? So it's great. You know, I love it too. I don't know how, but I got my grandkids to listen to me. It's amazing. Only God could do that. But I'm so blessed that they're still, even though they're teenagers, they're still interested. They're very still respectful for the Lord. And I tell them, hey, all the sports, all the stuff you guys love, that's great. But God wants us to live through Jesus. That's where your life is. And build on that. So if you're young, don't worry about they say. Man, I was nuts at 22, telling everybody about Jesus, driving them nuts and everything. But you know what? I knew I had the best thing in the whole world. I knew what, I finally found what I was looking for. But we have to stay with it. Stay the course. Stay on the rock. So anyway, God says here in Hebrews 12, talks about, yet once more, not only the earth, but also the heavens. But he's talking about shaking, right? Now this, once more, indicates the removal of things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we have received a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God. I love this, Lord. Thank you. Acceptable with reverence and godly fear. That's what we put back to Jesus. Reverence. We love God. Godly fear. We respect God. We're not going out and do crazy stuff and sin before him and all. But we love Jesus. And if we do that, we ask him to forgive and come back. Don't stay in that state. We need Jesus desperately, guys, to hold us, protect us, the Holy Spirit to watch over us. Because God's word tells us we need to grow. And that's for Rick Schweitzer, too. We need to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. So that's what's really, really important. Continual growth. Okay? So I'm going to do a, right after the service, if you want, you can come forward. And if you want to receive Christ as your God and Savior, or you want to come back to Him, or, what's it going to say? If you need any prayer for anything, come on up forward, man. We love you, man. You know, whatever you did can be forgiven and under the blood. We don't want people just all beat up, coming to church every week and like, man, I got something hanging really heavy on my shoulders, my heart. I need to ask God to forgive me. You confess it before Him, and we'll pray with you. We'll support you here. Because God wants us to be men of God that love Jesus with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and strength. And that's the goal. You know, I try to set goals. I don't always accomplish them, but I try to go for them. Because I know if I'm practicing what it says, I know my relationship with my wife is good. If I try to love my wife the way Christ loved the church, I can't do that, but God can do it through me. But I'm aware of that. It's the Holy Spirit to help you in these areas too. And, you know, He wants us to be salt and light to the world. Sometimes we forget, like, oh, man, I don't know anything about Jesus, whatever. Let the Holy Spirit be salt and light with you to those that we're different. We're not better, we're different because we've been saved by God's grace and love and help. And our job is to be a witness for Jesus, okay? In whatever way. Some people are witness of just how they act. I got a big mouth, so I just tell people about Jesus. Well, you know, if they don't like it, I back off. You know, I'm not shoving Jesus down there, but God gives me some really divine opportunities. And I thought I had a hospital ministry because I'm talking to all kinds of doctors and nurses and people there about Jesus. So, but I was blessed that I had an opportunity to talk to them. I redeemed the time a little bit in them hospitals. But anyway, guys, this is about Jesus and you and me. So, won't we pray? Father, thank you so much for all that you do, Lord. Thank you for your word. And Lord, sometimes it's hard to surrender. Sometimes it's hard to obey. I pray the Holy Spirit will be with us in every way to help us to please you, to know what pleases the Lord. We ask for the Holy Spirit to equip us, help us every day. We want to rely on you and not on our own feelings, our logic, our reasoning, our common sense. We just want to rely on you. Help us, Lord. And Lord, help us to just ask for prayer from people too, Lord, because we all need that from time to time, especially, Lord. But help us to increase our prayer life with you also. We love you, Lord. Thank you that we can take time out to worship you and sing song to you too. And bless our day, Lord. Bless these precious men and women and young adults that are here tonight too, today. And thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.